From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. France's interior minister is saying today that Saudi intelligence services have warned of a new terror threat from Al-Qaeda. Brice Hortefeux told a talk show the warning of a potential attack is focused on the European continent, notably France. The country had already boosted security at busy tourist sites like after previous threats. This latest report of a potential attack comes in a recent series of alerts from the U.S. and the international police organization Interpol. In Baghdad today, a deadly robbery left at least 12 people dead as post-election violence continues to flare. The deaths came as Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki traveled to Jordan and Iran seeking support for his bid to hang on to power. NPR's Peter Kenyon has more from Baghdad.
Iraqi security officials said a gang of robbers with grenades and guns robbed goldsmith's shops in the Iraqi capital before engaging security forces in a shootout. Iraqi officials believe some insurgent groups are using robberies to finance their operations. Separately, a series of magnetic bombs exploded beneath the vehicles of Iraqi policemen, government workers, and civilians. While his security forces and hospitals struggled to deal with the violence, Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki traveled in search of political support. After consulting with Jordanian leaders, he headed for Tehran. Maliki is locked in a power struggle with former Prime Minister Ayed Alawi, whose Sunni-backed slate edged out Maliki's Shiite bloc in elections more than 7 months ago. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.
In the Philippine Sea, a typhoon packing 142-mile-per-hour winds has changed course to a more southwest path as it heads to the northern Philippines. From Manila, Simone Orendain reports weather officials are now including Metropolitan Manila on the country's storm warning list.
Meteorologists with the National Weather Bureau say Typhoon Meggy is now moving inland, prompting a Signal Number 1 warning in Metropolitan Manila. This is equivalent to a tropical storm warning. Still, the Weather Bureau official in charge of tracking Meggy says people have to be ready. Last year, the metro area was under a Signal 1 alert when Typhoon Ketsana caused record flooding, killing more than 300 people. Residents in the provinces that are expected to take a big heaping of rain are moving to higher ground, and thousands of military reserves and volunteers are stationed in the vulnerable areas. For NPR News, I'm Simone Orendain in Manila.
Tea Party favorite Christine O'Donnell says she'd like a little campaign help from Republicans. Appearing on ABC's This Week, she's asking the GOP establishment to step up.
We're hoping that the National Republican Senatorial Committee will help us, but it's 2.5 weeks left and they're not.
A spokesman for the Republican Committee says the group is working with O'Donnell's campaign. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Fox's parent, News Corp, and Cablevision are set to resume talks today to resolve a dispute that has left about 3 million cable subscribers in New York and Philadelphia without their Fox channels. That could mean those viewers miss out on the next baseball playoff game between the Phillies and the Giants tonight. NPR's Allison Keyes reports on what's behind the dispute.
Cablevision subscribers in New York, New Jersey, and Philadelphia still don't have access to their Fox channels after the two sides adjourned last night without resolving their fee dispute. Cablevision's website says News Corp is asking for an $80 million increase for access to several Fox channels, including Fox 5 and My 9 in New York. Cablevision says that would more than double the annual rate it pays Fox, and it is demanding binding arbitration. A Fox spokesman says the two sides are really far apart, but says the company will remain at the table. The Federal Communications Commission is urging the parties to negotiate in good faith and has issued a consumer advisory suggesting other ways subscribers can view the programming. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
An open-air mass with tens of thousands in attendance in St. Peter's Square celebrated the canonization of six saints today, including the very first for Australia. Mary MacKillop was a humble nun born in 1842. She was excommunicated for a time in part because her order exposed a pedophile priest. She co-founded the order known as the Congregation of the Sisters of St. Joseph of the Sacred Heart. MacKillop was a teacher who spent decades educating the poor across Australia. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News from Washington.